Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for over 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about getting engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning their weddings. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Wedding Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that all engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there, before we get to the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning. So much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of what I call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list for the wedding weekend, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING and let's get rid of that FOWO together. All right, let's get on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Engagement season is just around the corner. I can't even believe it. So today's episode is for those that are thinking of popping the question in the next few months. If you are the one hoping for a ring soon, you can go ahead and forward this episode link on to someone who might need some extra tips or help, or maybe just play it in the background while you're making dinner together. I hope it helps. Today, we're talking about 10 steps to a perfect proposal. Let's get right into it. First, make sure the timing is right. Now, this step has a couple of different meanings. Most importantly, have you both discussed being ready for marriage? While you may know you found the right person, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're ready for the next big step. Make sure you've had that conversation together to ensure that you are both on the same page before moving on to the next steps. The second meaning for this is that you want to make sure that the timing of the actual proposal is right. Generally speaking, you don't want to overshadow anyone else's important day. So unless you already know that they're game for it, maybe you don't propose at another wedding or other big celebration. Talk to your fiance's parents. While the tradition of asking for the father's permission is definitely old school, the gesture is still really important to some families. You'll likely know whether this is something that your future in-laws will find important or not, but if you're unsure, I would recommend you take the step before asking the big question. You don't have to look at it as asking for permission, but more asking for their blessing or simply letting them know that you intend to propose. Just including them in on the process is going to go a long way, and you may also need someone in the know to help you pull off the surprise. Be ready with the ring. Even if it's a temporary one, if you don't feel comfortable making such a big purchase as an engagement ring without your partner's input, you can purchase a placeholder ring that can be exchanged if needed afterwards. Make sure to ask about return policies before you purchase, though. Most jewelers will have options for you as long as they're not customized. And you'll likely have shaky hands going into the big moment, so ensure that you have a safe spot to tuck the ring away. If you're worried about the shape of a ring box giving away the surprise, make sure to check out theboxsocks.com for a great way to keep it a secret. Know your audience / future fiance. This step is very important. It's really easy to get caught up in other people's proposal stories and feel like you maybe need to top it or do something extreme. But if your partner hates being the center of attention, putting them in a big jumbotron at a game is probably not going to be the best route to go. Now, maybe your partner is someone that expects something very elaborate, like a public proposal. But if they hate being the center of attention, putting them up on a jumbotron at a game is probably not the best route to go. When planning out how you want to ask the big question, think about what kind of moment would be special to them, not what might make the best story. If they love the spotlight or a great Instagrammable moment, then go big and make it photo-worthy. If you're homebodies and prefer to keep to yourselves, a romantic moment at home or a dinner for just the two of you might be your best option. And if you're not sure, you can ask. I think people generally feel like it has to be a complete surprise, but I don't think there's anything wrong with having a conversation with them about what they think the perfect proposal would be. If you don't want to be the one to ask directly, recruit one of their friends to try and get some info out of them. Those conversations may come more naturally with a friend and not give the surprise away. Next up, hire a photographer. And if that's not in the budget, have a friend capture the moment. It's such a special moment. Having images or a video to watch back will be something you're definitely going to be grateful for. And if you're planning on a fully private moment with just the two of you can set up your phone to record the moment to watch back later. If you are having pictures taken, make sure your plan for the proposal includes a reason why your partner would get dressed up. If hair and makeup and nails are important to your future fiancé, chances are they're going to be really bummed if you propose when they aren't ready for it. So try to think of something that feels normal for your routine. The benefit of engagement season falling over the holidays is that there are many great opportunities for a reason to dress up. Generally speaking, the less people that know, the better. Now, I know we've already discussed getting family and friends involved beforehand, but be selective about how and when you ask people to be involved. Of course, if you're worried that they can't keep a secret, you should avoid telling them or getting them involved. Ultimately, though, while a surprise proposal is usually preferred, even if your partner knows the moment is coming, that won't make it any less special for them. Next up, practice what you want to say and do ahead of time. The words said in the proposal tend to be overshadowed by the setup of the actual event, but it's actually one of the most important components of the proposal. Make sure to put lots of thought into what you want to say. Ideally, it will be more than just a quick, "Will you marry me?" But if that's all you can get out in the excitement of the day, that is fine. I also encourage you to think about whether you plan to get down on one knee or not. It's an important gesture for some, but certainly not for all. I will say that if you are going to get down on one knee and you have someone taking pictures, stay down there for a little bit so they can make sure to get that important shot. I see it happen quite often that, again, in the excitement of the moment, you stand up too quickly and it's difficult to get that picture. Next up, celebrate. Think about what you plan to do right after the big moment. If you're at home, have a bottle of champagne ready to pop while you're calling all your friends and family. If you'll be out for the night, let the restaurant or bar know of your plans when you make the reservation so they can be ready to celebrate with you. If you're planning on having family and friends involved, they can be waiting at a restaurant or someone's home to celebrate with you after the big moment. And finally, bring in a professional planner and florist to help you pull it off, especially if you want to go big. Having event pros that can help set everything up and make sure everything is ready to go will make things so much easier for you. You can really just focus on what you're going to say rather than the logistical elements of the day. You don't want to have to be worried about lighting candles or cueing musicians. So it will be a big help if you can have a planner on board with you. Most wedding planners will offer something like this, even if they don't have like an actual proposal package listed on their website. And they can also help you find the right location, photographer, or other vendors that you might need for the big moment. There you have it, the 10 steps you need to take for the perfect proposal. Now, I definitely want to hear from you. Are you planning on proposing this holiday season? Head over to the Planning Collective Facebook group and share with us what your plans are. It is a private group. We promise not to blow the surprise. And if you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you could take a quick minute to rate and review the podcast. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples find the wedding planning help they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.